To begin this segment, let me ask you a simple question. Would you feel more confident about buying from a website with a .com address or a website with a very, very long address such as members.myisp.com/myname.html? Somehow, a domain name gives you credibility. It gives the organization some presence, a sense of permanence, if you will. Domain names really are an easy way for people to remember how to get in touch with you. And these days, you don't have to be a powerful company. You don't have to be a company at all to have a domain name or have a need for a domain name. What I'm going to do today in this segment of Main Menu is focus on a question that I get asked about a lot, and that is how to get and maintain domain names when you're an average internet user, not necessarily a big company with lots of dollars to spend. So today's feature is looking at domain name forwarding services, what they are and how they work. Why would you want to use a service like this? Why would you like to have a domain name? Well, there are a couple of good reasons that I can think of pretty quickly. The first one is that there are a lot of bargains out there with internet service providers. There are also some cowboys. There are internet service providers falling over quite regularly these days, it seems. There's nothing more frustrating than really needing to get in touch with someone. So you dial up their address in your email's address book, which you've been faithfully maintaining, only to find that the mail bounces back because the person that you are trying to contact has moved to another internet service provider, perhaps to take advantage of a better deal. Maybe they've changed jobs or they've moved towns. Could be a number of reasons, but whatever the reason, the email is bouncing and you can't get hold of that person. Of course, if you are the person who has changed ISPs because of changing cities or getting a better deal, it's a really big business for you to try and contact everybody who might possibly want to email you to say delete that old email address from your address book and put this new one in its place. Having your own domain name means that you can have one email address, which if you choose to maintain the domain name and pay the yearly or 2 yearly or even these days 10 yearly fees in some cases, you take the domain name with you. It's your property. No one else can have it as long as you maintain the ownership fees of the domain name. Then, of course, you might have a home page. It's got interesting material on it. It's really popular. But maybe it's a hobby for you. You don't have any intention of making it some sort of major commercial venture, so you're going to run it on a free web page provider. Now, those are coming and going too quite regularly these days, and as you shop around, it may be that you'll find better deals, perhaps less intrusive advertising on the free web space providers. Maybe you can find ones that won't put horrible banner ads at the top of your page and confuse you. Maybe it's that the address that you have for your web page is really long and complicated, so it's not something that people easily remember. If you use one of these domain name forwarding services, you can still keep that website of yours on a free web presence provider. There's no need to move it. But with a domain name forwarding service, you can forward yourname.com or .net or .org or a number of other things to that particular web page. That's really good because a lot of the free providers just won't register domain names for you. And if you find a better deal somewhere else, then it's no big deal to log into the account for your domain name forwarding service and change where the domain name that you own is going. That's the basic idea. There is a large number of these domain name forwarding services. I'm going to feature a couple of them today. In no way am I necessarily suggesting that I've tried all of them out. And so you may find one that does the job just as well or better and offers better deals. It's important for you to perhaps do a search in Google if you want to follow up after this Main Menu item. And try a search on, say, domain name forwarding services and see what you get from that. But I'm going to show you a couple that I have used myself and that I know work. The first one I'm going to try seems to have a reputation for perhaps being a little bit pricey for what it is, but it's pretty robust. I would say it's the most robust of these particular services that I have seen, and you do sort of pay a bit for that privilege, but if reliability is really important to you, you may want to give this a look. And it also allows us to go through the exercise of choosing a domain name and showing you how that will work. So Let's do a Windows with R, because I'm at my desktop and I'm running Windowize at the moment. Internet Explorer is not loaded, and so I'm just going to do, this is a trick you may not be aware of, I'm going to do Windows with R.
Combo, edit box, open, Windowize, dialogue, okay. Run, graphic, type the name of the program, folder, document, or internet, resource, and Windows will open it for you.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to type www.namesecure.com and press enter.
Disabled. Desktop.
And I'll just press the control key to silence Windowize. And Windowize is now, or rather Internet Explorer is now taking me to namesecure.com, which is one of these providers for us to have a look at.
Namesecure, www.namesecure.com, cheap domain name registration, service deals to internet. Namesecure, www.namesecure.com, chief domain name registration, service deals to internet.
All right, now it's just loading the web page now. You can hear that the title is already up there and it's loading the
Namesecure
page.
Link,
now, we
welcome
go.
To namesecure.com. Login link, Estimal link, home link, my account link, products, services link, tools, resources link, about Namesecure link, partner programs link, and the syntax.jh.
Now you can hear that most of those links do have text labels. They have alt text there, so you can tell pretty easily what's going on. I know from experience that the first thing I want to do when registering a domain name is to find one that is not taken. Now that is actually quite a difficult thing in many instances, because a lot of the good ones are taken. Isn't there a song about that? All of the good ones are taken. Anyway, that certainly is almost the case with domain names, but if you're a bit inventive, you can still find some pretty good domain names. So I know that there's an edit field on this page where I can search for a domain name to find out if I can have it or not. And if I can't have it, you can actually get in touch through the Whois database with the domain name owner, and you might be able to drop them an email and say, hey, would you like to sell your domain name for an exorbitant fee? So I know, having used this site before, that there is an edit field on this page that allows me to type in a domain name and then find out whether it's there for the purchase. So let's do that. And to get to the edit field in Windowize, I would press Control Alt Down Arrow. Of course, if you're using JAWS for Windows, you would press Control Insert and Home.
Edit box.
And I'm in the edit box. I'll press Enter to turn MSA mode off.
MSA mode off. What web address do you want? Edit box.
What web address do I want, it says? Well, I want, let's have a look first at a domain name that is taken, so I can show you what goes on there. And let's take a look at sundaysmorgasbord.com. Oh, I don't need to type the .com actually.
M-O-C.
So I'll just get rid of that, because then I press the tab key.
What web address do you want? .com. One, three.
And we're in a combo box here where we can choose .com,
.net,
.net,
.org,
or .org. So we'll choose .com.
HTTP.
And that's the submit button, so I'm going to press enter to activate the submit button. We've got the results back already from the Whois database, and I'm going to press insert alt down arrow.
You're really different. You care about your customers.
Oh, beautiful.
I've recommended your services to several people now, and now I know that it was right to do. Neil's table 1 star 3 rows 3
here we
columns.
Go. Here's the real
stuff. Not available. Who owns it? Links on DesmarCasper.net not available. Add to cart buttons on DesmarCasper.org available. Add to cart button table 1.
So you can add a domain name to the cart if you wish to. And there's also a link that says who owns it when a domain is not available. So let's back tab to that.
Add to who owns it link.
There's the who owns it link. I'm going to press enter to activate that link, and we'll show you what information you can get.
Your link. Welcome to Namesec.
Let's just do an insert alt down arrow to get past the gap at the
folks
top.
All of the folks I spoke to at Namesecure were most helpful.
Yes.
My questions were answered promptly. In short, first-rate customer service. Bob, what web address do you want? Editbox.com, combo box, send us images, search, all of go to point get button, enter up to 63 characters and click go. Includes Y info. Register on site LTG7Chem32Wiki, Wanganui 5001NZ domain names on DesmarCasper.com, administrative contact Mosen, Jonathan Mosen.org2Wiki, Wanganui 5001NZ 6463488127 technical contact support, namesdirect.com support, namesdirect.com, www.namesdirect.com, BM00000000 billing contact Mosen, Jonathan Mosen.org. Tuhiki, Wanganui 5001NZ 6463488127 record last updated on May 8, 2001. Record expires on 0 February 8, 2003. Record created on 0 February 8, 2001. Domain servers in listed order ns1.numisdirect.com 64.75.34.141 ns2.numisdirect.com 206.12.4.2 home link name check link help link.
And there you have it. That's all the information, so you get the person's contact information and email address so that you can contact the person if you wish to try and negotiate a sale of the domain name from them or a purchase from them. And you also get the DNS information, which we would probably normally have to worry about at some length if we weren't using one of these nice, easy domain name forwarding services. And I think it's often the whole DNS information thing that puts a lot of people off when it comes to registering domain names. And services like the ones that I'm introducing you to today don't require you to worry about that. Right, so that's the information, and we can, of course, go ahead and register sundaysmorgasbord.net or sundaysmorgasbord.org, but I'm going to do a search for another domain name here. I'm going to go back to the previous page and
add to cart button.
One more previous page, actually, and we'll see if we can get the page I'm looking for.
Sundaysmorgasbord added box.
Okay, that's the one. And I'm going to delete that information now because I'm going to search for a domain name I would like to have, and that is Groovy Blind Guy.
What web address do you want? .com.
GroovyBlindGuy.com. What an excellent domain name to have. Let's see if anyone else is GroovyBlindGuy.com. And
all of the folks I spoke to.
Yes, okay, okay.
Table 1 star 3 row 3 columns. GroovyBlindGuy.com. Available.
Yeah, look at that. GroovyBlindGuy.com is available.
Add to cart button.
So I can add it to the cart. I won't actually proceed and add it to the cart at this time because what I've found is that this particular site is very good at finding out whether a domain name is available or not, but it is on the expensive side. You do get very good stability for it, as I said at the beginning of the segment. But you pay, I think it's about $35 a year. There is a limit. You have to pay for each individual email address that you want directed to a different place. And just a few things like that make it a bit of an expensive option. However, we have been able to find out that a domain name is available. And what I'm going to do now is take you to another website that is a lot cheaper. This is one that was introduced to me a few months ago, and since it has been, I've transferred a number of the domains that I work with, including acbradio.org, to this particular provider. And although there have been a couple, I can't say it's absolutely stable like NameSecure is. We have had a couple of instances where when people have sent email to the domain name, it's just been queued up for a wee while and then all of a sudden has come out in a big rush. I don't know whether they've been doing maintenance or whether there were server issues, but that's happened perhaps three or four times, which has never happened to me with any domain that I've hosted with NameSecure. However, the feature set that you get and the price is really quite remarkable, and I'm going to go over to that site now. We'll just alt-tab back into Internet Explorer, and we'll go to, with Control O, we'll go to www.redirection.net. And now let's go through the process of registering groovyblindguy.com. So we are at redirection.net, and you'll notice that some of these links, in fact, I think most of them don't have alt text, but you can, if you listen to the link name carefully enough, get the gist of what's going on when you press enter on any of these links.
What .html link?
That's obviously telling you what the service is. And I think we'll go there just so that in case I haven't made myself clear, you can get a description from this particular site as to what they do, how it works.
Who are we and what do we do?
Yeah, exactly. Let's listen to that.
Redirection.net is an internet-based affiliate company of Terabyte.com link, which was founded to make long or complicated web addresses simple and easy to remember. With Redirection.net, you can point an easy to remember domain name to your existing web account. Most web hosting services charge an additional fee to host your domain name or will not host your domain name at all, as is the case with most free web hosting services. With Redirection.net, we'll redirect your domain name to your actual website, no matter where it's hosted. What features does Redirection.net include? Our service includes URL cloaking, so your domain name stays in the address bar of your browser, and so search engines will index your site using its domain name. Path forwarding, so people can access subpages, subdirectories, files, and images on your site through its domain name. Email forwarding, so you can use email addresses with your domain name. Free unlimited email redirections. Free unlimited subdomains. Our users have an easy-to-use web-based notification system to make changes to their accounts. And, best of all, we won't put any annoying advertising on your site. How much does it cost? Some services charge $50 a year or more for this service, plus $35 a year for domain name registration. With redirection.net, you'll pay only $5 and no cents per year, if you already have your own domain name. And if you need a domain name, we can register at visited link for only $13.50. Are there any restrictions? We can register .com, .net, .org, and .co.uk domain names, which are the most popular and recognized domain names in use on the internet. We can redirect to other domains, see the fact that you have to register them yourself. Also, our service only provides web and email forwarding. This service cannot be used to redirect to FTP or IRC servers, or to any other types of services. Please read through our terms and policies link before placing your order. Are there any other costs involved? As mentioned earlier, all subdomains are redirected to the same place. If you would like subdomains redirected elsewhere at www.yourdomain.com and blah.yourdomain.com are on different servers, there is no extra charge. Also, you are responsible for any fees involved in hosting your actual website. We do not host websites, we only redirect your domain name to the website where you are hosted. If you're looking for a good free website provider, we recommend PassivePush Link. If you have any questions about our service, please view our list of frequently asked questions.
Okay, so, and you can do that. You can go to redirection.net and have a look at what they've got to offer there. So let's just back tab because we'll show you how easy it is to register a domain name.
PassivePush Link. Terms and we can register at visited link.
Okay, we can register it, so I'm going to press enter on that link, and we'll wait for the page to come up.
Terabyte visited link online order form contact.
Okay.
Edit box.
Here's the first field in the form.
MSN mode off. First name. Edit box.
And it's pretty simple stuff, so I'm typing my first name in the field and pressing tab.
Last name. Edit.
And I type that too.
Organization.
So as you can hear, it's a very straightforward form. The text labels speak well, and I'm just tabbing and completing the form fields. There are actually three pages to this form. The first two are pretty straightforward because the first page is asking for contact information. I believe it's on the second page of the form that you are asked for credit card details. And because you're actually registering this domain name, they'll charge you the $13 US for the registration of that domain name. And then the additional yearly fee of $5, which is what this forwarding service actually costs, which is remarkable. And then the final page asks you some important questions about the domain name itself. And you can change the answer to these questions at any time. I'll show you how we do that shortly. But the questions essentially surround the maintenance of your domain name. When someone goes to, let's say, if we did go ahead and register www.groovyblindguy.com, well, they'll want to know, when people go to that website, where should they be sent? So you can send them anywhere on the internet you like. If you only want groovyblindguy.com for email purposes and you're not interested in a website, you can forward it to somewhere else, let's say the ACB radio site or Yahoo or just anywhere really, as long as it's got something in the field. There are some of the more expensive services that offer you what they call domain name parking, so that way when you go to the website, if you haven't anywhere specifically that you wish to forward it, there's just a stock standard page that will come up and say this domain name is under construction, it's being hosted, etc., etc., and you can still use it for email, but you don't have to use it for web. It doesn't seem that this redirection.net has that feature. You do have to forward it somewhere. Then they'll ask you whether domain name cloaking should be turned on. This is quite an intelligent and useful feature, because if you don't have this feature turned on, what's going to happen is that when you go to www.groovyblindguy.com in this instance, that when the web address is forwarded somewhere else, you will actually see the domain to which you've been forwarded in the address bar of your browser. So if you forwarded this domain to acbradio.org, you'd see ACB Radio's address in the browser unless you turn cloaking on. Generally, cloaking works by making a frame on the page so that the browser's got the original domain name in the address bar. So if you don't want to have a frame there, you may want to turn that off. There are also other good reasons why you should leave it off as well. a lot of good reasons to turn it on. For example, search engines will then index your site by its domain name, but turning it off does mean that if the domain name goes down for whatever reason, if your domain name forwarding service has a problem, but somebody has added the URL of your site to their favorites, then it won't affect them, the fact that the domain name forwarding service is down, because the favorite that they've created will take them straight to the real site, not just the site that it's forwarding from. That has its good sides and its bad sides. For example, every so often, acbradio.org, which actually forwards to www.acb.org/acblive, the service, whatever it might be that we are using for acbradio.org, will go down. But because a lot of people have ACB Radio added in their favorites, they still get there. Now, a reverse example of that was when I used to run a website called heretoday.com, and we shifted it. We used to have it on, I think it was Crosswinds, and then for a short time, Live365 were offering a good amount of web space, and we relocated there. Because we never had cloaking turned on, all of the old favorites that people made to heretoday.com were obsolete because they were still forwarding to the old web address. So there are some good and bad sides to domain name cloaking. The setup procedure is also going to ask you where you want all of your emails forwarded. So by default, you have a situation where everything at groovyblindguy.com would forward to one email address, let's say jonathan@earthlink.net or something like that, whatever your ISP happens to be. So whenever anyone sends any email to any address at your domain name, it will get forwarded to your mailbox, to your existing ISP mailbox. There's no need to set up any special mail or anything like that, because it's just going to get automatically forwarded. And all you need to do to use your domain name is to change your email address and your email client to reflect your new domain name, and then whenever you send out a message, it will come as being from you at that address, at your domain name, and when people reply, it will go through your domain name. That is what people will add to your address book, and it means that if ever you change your ISP, you can just go into the control panel, which we'll show you shortly, and tell it, no, you don't want your mail forwarded to jonathan@earthlink.net anymore. You would have forwarded to jonathan@aol.com or whatever it might be, and to the end user who is still sending email to your groovyblindguy.com address, nothing has changed. They don't need to worry about it, and you're getting all your mail. It's also great, of course, if you're on a whole bunch of email lists. What a hassle it is when you have to unsubscribe from lists just because you're changing your ISPs. So let's look at what it's like to maintain one of these domain names from an administrative point of view once it's up and running. So I'm going to see if I can get back to the home page.
Here, byte visited link, Jonathan edit box.
Let's see if I can
submit button. Edit.
All right, we'll go use the back button. When all else fails, use the back button on the browser.
Index.
And we'll
top index point order service sick. Modify point html. Here, byte point.
Okay, there's modify.html.
Modify point html link.
L. And that's what we want, because we want to modify our domain name instructions.
Index point.
So there should be an edit field on this page now.
Edit box.
There we go. There is. I'll press enter.
Subdomain. Edit box.
It's asking for the subdomain. This is where I will put, for example, acbradio.org.
Password.
Press tab, and it's asking me for the password, which I am not going to tell you.
Login.
Login. So I'm logging in now. And you'll see how easy it is to maintain it. I'm now in the control panel for the acbradio.org domain name.
Main.html.http://www.ac.org/edit box.
There's the first field. I just press enter to get into
http://www.ac.org/edit box.
Here we go. It's wanting to know, where do I want people who go to www.acbradio.org to end up? And all I had to do when I configured this was tell it. I want all the traffic to go to http://www.acb.org/acblive. Now, if in the future we go somewhere else or whatever, it's just as easy as logging in here, changing the URL to which acbradio.org forwards, and within a few minutes, all the traffic will be going to that new place. As simple as that. We'll press the tab key.
No. One. Two.
This is asking me whether I want cloaking on or off, yes or no, and no, I don't, for the reason that I explained earlier. It's a kind of a 50-50 decision, but on balance, I decided that it would be better to have people's favorites linking directly to the acb.org/acblive favorite link, because then if the domain name forwarder goes down, they've still got a favorite that works.
Edit box.
Now, for whatever reason,
edit box.
WindowWise is not speaking the labels of these fields to me, but it's asking for keywords and a description. This is where you can enter meta tags as keywords, and they are used by search engines to help index web pages based on topic. So here we would enter things like blind, streaming media, vision impairments, assistive technology, a whole lot of keywords that we might want to be able to be found by in search engines. And this is an easy way for you to add meta tags, even if you haven't added them to your web pages. There's also a title, which you will need if you have cloaking turned on, because you'll need to make sure that the frame that's created for cloaking to work contains a title that's appropriate, such as Welcome to ACB Radio or whatever it might be that you're using. And then there's just an edit box to allow you to change the password if you need to, and that's essentially all there is to it. So if you, let's say, have a page on one of those free services like GeoCities, for instance, you could just go in here and tell the domain name forwarding service to forward it to geocities.com and put your full address in there, and then whenever anyone entered your simple.com or .net or .org address, they'd go straight there. Very cool. Now, there is also with this service, and it's the primary reason why I like it, unlimited email addresses that you can set up. There is another service which we probably won't have time to profile today called yournamefree.com, and what they do is they will register your domain name for nothing at all. You can have a brand new domain name for zero, but they will charge you $35 a year for the actual domain name forwarding service. So it doesn't work out as cheaply as the one we're looking at now, which is redirection.net. What I'm going to do now is press Control End to get to the bottom of the page. I'm not going to save these changes because I haven't made any. And there's another place where you can maintain your email addresses on this particular site, the redirection.net.
Host, contact point, http://email.terabyte.com link.
And there we go. You have to go to email.terabyte.com to maintain your email aliases. So let's do that. I've just pressed enter.
Welcome to redirection.net's email manager 203.96.111.201. Log for security. Please login with the domain that you wish to administer. Table 1 stuff.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Box. MSO mode off. Domain. Edit box.
The domain is acbradio.org.
Password.
And I'll enter the password, which is nice and long.
Login.
And we'll log in. It does make you log in again, because it's a slightly different panel, I think, from the one that we were just in.
Email account redirection for acreveal.org 33 with unlimited accounts available. Accounts.
Now, this is great. So we have 33 acbradio.org email addresses set up, and it tells me that there are unlimited accounts available. And this was great because when we used to have our domain name forwarding with yournamefree.com, you did get 10 email addresses that you could specifically assign, and then what they call a catch-all address, which means that anything else at acbradio.org gets forwarded to the default domain name address. And that was quite limiting. It was okay when we had just a few main menu contributors, but then as ACB Radio Interactive came along, of course, a lot of people quite rightly wanted their own ACB Radio email address, and we just couldn't do it until we switched to redirection.net, and now they give us unlimited email forwarding. So how does it work? Well, let's just down arrow through this
email
page.
Email accounts, web logout, but to add a catch-all email address, just put in as the email address, i.e., add a virtual.
Okay, it's the way I've got punctuation, that's not very clear, but for this one, you do have to add what they call a catch-all email address. And all you need to do is there are two fields to add an email address. The first one contains the email address. All you need to do is type the first part of the email address. So, for example, if you wanted to set up Jonathan at acbradio.org, in the first field, you would just type Jonathan. Then you press Tab. And if you wanted it to forward to Jonathan at Mosen.org, then you would type that in the second field, jonathan@mosen.org, and that's all there is to it. However, if you want to add what's called a catch-all email address, so that other than the specific email addresses set out in this table, everything else at acbradio.org goes here, you just put an @, the capital 2, as the email address in the first part of this 2-column field. So it's very simple. Let's just review what we've got here. Okay, so the first edit box is where we type in our email address. So I might want to type in here, jonathan@reveal.org. And you see it's already filled in the @acbradio.org. So I just need to type the Jonathan.
Forward to.
And then it says forward to.
Edit box.
And then we've got the edit box where I can type in where it forwards to. That's all there is to
add
it.
Add button.
And the add button. Now, I've got a series of Please email addresses
your
that I can...
Edit box. Edit change. Table
the
1.
Password thing there.
Delete. Virtual email. Email.
Now, as you hear, this is a table. But I don't really need to go into Windowizer's table mode because it's pretty self-explanatory.
Patrick@reveal.org.
There's patrick@acbradio.org. If I down arrow one more time.
audiotriad.rr.com.
It shows me where it's forwarding.
Delete link.
And there's a delete link, so I can just delete that email address at any time.
jackson@reveal.org.
There's Corey Jackson's email address.
jackson@net.
And that's where he forwards. So it's as simple as that. And you can set up as many of these email addresses as you like. Given that you're only paying for this service, the $18 to register the domain name and the $5 a year, it's pretty good when you consider all of the hassle that it will save in terms of not having to change your email address whenever you change ISPs and all of those things. And also, if you register a family domain name, then you may be able to make, if you're a nice family-oriented person, hopefully at no charge, addresses for members of your family, even extended family, available. And it's just a case of setting them up in here, because with the redirection.net, you have an unlimited number of email addresses. So that is how it works. The websites for this particular service is www.redirection.net. We also looked at www.namesecure.com, and the other one that I've alluded to throughout this demonstration is www.yournamefree.com.